Good evening. It's always good to be what I call home. I know there's new, fresh faces here that probably don't know me that well, but me and my wife, members of this church for several years, and those that have been here that long know me pretty good, so no need in going into any type of introduction to who I am, but my name's Rick Stupp. I'm pastor now at Bradley's Pleasure Baptist Church in Nancy, Kentucky. Surrendered to preach about 7 years ago here in this church, and have been to Cumberland Baptist Institute, graduated, ordained at this church under about an hour and a half of questioning by Brother Grant. I hold the record for most preachers that I know for time spent under questioning. But anyway, I think I passed. But tonight I just want to talk about it. It's still just me. I don't have an outline. I don't have a message. I don't know whether this will take 10 minutes or an hour and a half. But I will ask you to turn to Revelation chapter 5. And when you get there, please stand. These verses, I read them actually this morning before I stood up to preach, but I didn't refer to them. I still cannot read many of these verses without thinking of how awesome our Savior is. Verse 1, Revelation 5 says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof.' And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him and sat upon the throne." Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to stand and to just read your word. Your word alone has the power to save all mankind. Because within that book it tells us about the Savior that died for all mankind. And Lord, we get to praise and thank you for all that you do. I pray this evening, in this message, Lord, you'll just bless those that are here and are willing to hear the Word of God and to hear the message that God has for each and every one of us. Empower it through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before I get into my thoughts tonight, I don't know what it's like for Grant when he goes back to his home church, but I always have a hard time keeping my thoughts together when I'm here. And maybe if you come to Bradley, you'll wonder if I keep my thoughts together there or not. I don't know, but it just seems like I have a hard time focusing. But I really just have a simple thought for you tonight. It's still me. Most of you all, probably when I come here, Grant says, "Hey, can you preach?" I usually don't have anything planned. Sometimes maybe there's a message that's been hanging out there. But tonight's not really that way. But every time, no matter what the situation, I always walk to the old sanctuary and I walk down the aisle and I go back close to the third pew on the left side if you're walking back on the right. And tonight I couldn't sit there. I had to scoot it back and to where I could sit there. And I just sat there. He said, "Well, what's so special about a pew?" Well, nothing, but that's where one night I decided I need to rededicate my life. And I walked the aisle, and I come to Brother Jerry, and I didn't know what to say. And he said, "What do you need?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, we can work with that." Yeah. And I just want to tell you today, folks, that, you know, it's just me. And you're just you. But we all need to submit to God's will. Now, some of you, I see you've aged just as I have since I've seen you last. But how are you coming along in your spiritual life? You know, and that day that I walked that aisle to rededicate my life, you know, God was more real only because He opened up my eyes and I needed to submit. But I didn't know any more about Him from the time I prayed with Brother Jerry than when I walked out of that building. But what happened after that, I had to continue. It says here, "And I saw in the right hand of Him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. For all you 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids, this is a book above all books you want to read. For you 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds that lay your Bible down and don't read it all week, this is the Bible, this is the book that you need to read. Because I can tell you, when I walked that aisle that night, I didn't change. But sitting at my kitchen table for several days, weeks, months, I don't know, maybe years, this Bible you all gave to me is a Thompson Chain Reference Bible. It's black. I got a red one at home that I just about wore out that when I open it, it opens up to John chapter 14 just about every time. I could just open it, just plops John 14. I love the book of John. And I guarantee you in Revelation chapter 5, it's got some tear stains there. Because there's only one book. It tells us here that I saw in verse 2, I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice who is worthy to open the book. Now we know that in the end that talks about Jesus Christ. John seen how important this book was. And I remember, I don't remember the date. I don't remember how many years ago it's been, but as I was reading my Bible, I read, I think, 2 or 3 chapters at a time, and I think I read chapter 4, and I read chapter 5, and I kind of got caught up in the story. And John's saying, who is worthy to open the book, and who is worthy, who is able to loose the seals thereof? And looks like a pretty extensive search to me. I mean, it looked like they looked everywhere they could. They looked, no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I can picture John, the Revelator, just starting to pour out tears because there was no one able. He said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. But in verse 5, we see that something happens. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. If you have read your Bible for any amount of time, and this verse does not make you want to stop and give reverence to the Word of God and give reverence to the Son of God, you need to check your salvation. Is it real? Have you truly been born again? And if you're born again, are you truly seeking God? Because it says, weep not, behold, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And when we read that, we know that we're talking about the thread that goes through the Old Testament. A lot of people read the Old Testament and wonder, what good is it? Oh, man. I know who the Lion of the tribe of Judah is. I know who that is. Because one day He's coming back as a lion. One day He is. But it also says the root of David. And this man, this angel that's talking to John said he hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. So that night that I rededicated my life, I didn't change. I started reading the Word of God and it started moving me, yes. But there was something that even more importantly had to happen to me for me to get moved. And it's going to be the same for you guys too. How well do you know Jesus Christ? You say, well, I believe in Him. Not good enough. I know who He is. Not good enough. He's my Savior. That's not good enough. Now, I'm not talking about for salvation. Let me back up here. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about if you really, really want to read this Bible. Because what's happening in America today, folks, is we got decline in just about every statistical thing. Decline in reading your Bible, church attendance, witnessing, and all those things. It's declining. Why is it declining? Because America's declining in their reading of the Word of God and seeking the Savior that's within the Bible. Because you get in the Bible and start seeking Jesus, something will happen to you. Something will happen. You won't be perfect. See, I'm the same me. That's what I'm telling you. It's the same me. I may be wearing a tie tonight and a suit, but I'm still the same guy that used to wear t-shirts and blue jeans that come in this church building. And I'm asking some of you, I see some of y'all still look the same, but are you spiritually, are you still the same?
Yeah.
You say, well, Rick, you don't understand. No, I'm saying there's a book here that'll move you to the Jesus that I know that will move your life and change you to do things that you cannot do. He says in verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the boar beast, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. Why do I know Jesus is special? Well, He's able to loose those seals. Yeah, I get that. But more importantly, He's my Savior. More importantly, He's my sacrifice for sin. More importantly, He surrendered His life for my life. And I should be willing to do all the above for Him. And not to be negative, but how are we doing on that? How are we doing on that? See, it's the same me. And I have to face the same questions that we see here. But and I'm going to make an application that may not go along with this scripturally. And I'm not doing it in an unbiblical way. But you got the Word of God, you got the Son of God, and you got the Spirit of God. You see here that the Spirit is mentioned. It says, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And He came and took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. I want to remind you, we're talking about the throne in heaven. We're not talking about out back by the barn. We're not talking about, you know, somewhere else. We're talking about in heaven, on the throne, the one that's in charge. And I want to ask you, when Grant preaches to you and you go to Sunday school class, and does the Bible speak to you? Does the Holy Spirit speak to you about doing something? At Bradley's pleasure, that is, I've had two or three people. We're not a very big church. We're not super small, but we're not overly big, but I've had some people come up to me after services and go, well, Brother Rick, I would have come forward during the service or during the invitation. I was afraid what people would think. And I bet you the same thing's true for here too. Y'all probably wouldn't tell Grant that because he's bulldog enough that it probably wouldn't work too good. And I would tell, and I tell those people, I was like, you know what? I wouldn't be afraid of what people think. I'd be afraid of what God would think for you not moving. My point is here this evening, the Bible has lost no power. It's still true. It still is the Word of God. It still has the power of God. It liveth and abideth forever, as the Scripture tells us. And it tells us in, I think it's in, and I may make it the wrong Psalm, in Psalm 19, that the law is perfect, converting the soul. And all through Genesis, through Malachi, it tells us about the thread of Jesus Christ, which is that Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. And I think that's in Ephesians, as we find. The Word of God ain't changed and the Savior ain't changed, folks. I'm still the same me. But that Word of God has changed me, and that Son of God has changed me. And I come here tonight to only share with you this. When the Holy Spirit is in action, it's imperative that we respond. Because I can remember sitting in that pew and resisting the Holy Spirit. You say, Rick, you're a preacher. I'm still the same me. But you know what? We got a good God. And you know how good He is? If He calls you to do something once, He'll be persistent. Now, you can eventually turn Him away. I get that. But the Holy Spirit is real too. And He will speak to your heart. And I close with this. If you think that what God is asking you to do, you can't do, you're in agreement with a lot of other people that the Holy Spirit has spoke to as well. One of them be me. Because I was the same guy that sat in the pew, so there ain't no way I could stand before people and preach the Word of God. And you know what? I still can't. It's the Word of God, the Son of God, and the Spirit of God. Let's all stand for an invitation. Father, we thank You for this day. I thank You for Your Word. Lord, the Word of God still has power to move the world. And my prayer for all those that are here tonight, are they open to the Word of God? Are they willing to respond to it? Are they really to dig into it? Secondly, do they know Jesus Christ as their Savior? And if they know Jesus Christ, is Jesus real to them? Is He living and active? And very simply, is the Spirit of God stirring your heart this evening? No matter where you're sitting, no matter what your age is, no matter what your need is, God wants to meet every need that you have here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.